listening to The Good Health Show, brought to you by the BMI Clinic. Take control of your health. Call today.
1318 73 is our number. Yes, the Good Health Clinic. We do this every Sunday, so we've had a terrific session. We've spoken to a lot of the people from the BMI Clinic, dietitians, people who work in so many different areas, psychologists. The man we have spoken to, though, most weeks is Dr. Adrian Sartoretto, who's really been terrific in answering so many of your questions. So if you've got a question for him, jump on the phone, 131-873. We have learned a bit about him today, so he can do complicated surgery. We have heard that he puts those little cameras down into the, go down your throat.
The major bowel?
Yeah, through the bowel. So his hand-eye coordination would be remarkable. I reckon he'd be a very good golfer, because you'd have to be, if you can do all of that. He can't change tyres.
We're probably using a little bit of creative license by saying you can't change a tyre, but Adrian, you didn't change your tyre.
I haven't yet. I have changed tyres, including on the Anzac Bridge in the past, but today...
Oh, how did that go down on the Anzac Bridge?
It was tight. It was very tight. But we got there in the end. It was just today we ran out of time, so I thought
okay.
I'd
well, we appreciate the effort you've made to get here, definitely. So, Adrian, let's just talk generally, first of all, about weight loss, and what are the things that people do wrong most of the time when it comes to struggling to do it properly?
There are so many different places to start, I guess, with this problem, and it really boils down to the fact that weight problems generally are very unique. Everyone has their own set of circumstances that are defining and pushing them towards their weight problems, and so I think it's very hard to have a blanket response to that answer. But I think one of the very common things that we all are responsible for doing on occasion is painting things as either good or bad. And I think, you know, one of the sayings that we have in medicine is that the poison's in the dose. So really, you know, the same something that will cure you at one dose will kill you at another. And I think we really can't say that, you know, things are good or bad without describing a quantity. So, you know, chocolate isn't inherently bad, and you know, vegetables aren't inherently good. It's always about how much you have and when you're having them and all of the other circumstances. So I think oversimplifying things is probably the biggest mistake that people make.
Can I ask a question? Because today, and I'm in Melbourne this afternoon, so in coming to the studio here, I walk through the markets. Now, I'm at the moment into my third week of really eating about 1,000 calories a day. I've been losing weight. I feel really good. I'm not having really any sugar beyond the sugar
hungry?
That's in... No, I don't. I feel really good, and I'm having good sleep. So I've got into that role where I'm eating well. Now, my mind has gotten into this mindset where I was walking past a cupcake little setup, beautiful cupcakes, and I went, gee, look at all that poison. Little
Stop it. Don't become one of those.
Now, the truth is, though, when you haven't had much sugar at all, if you were to have a couple of cupcakes, say I had two, I could feel it go through my system. I mean, you can feel it going through you, can't you, Adrian? I mean, am I being over-dramatic here?
And I think what you're probably referring to there is the sugar rush, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I think a lot of us, if you're maintaining a fairly reasonable diet and you have a whole bunch of sugar, you're going to feel the effects one way or the other, whether it's as increased energy or you know, just restlessness or whatever it might be. But again, it's I wouldn't go so far as to paint it as toxic or poison. I think we've got to have moderation around how we have it. But I mean, I have birthday cakes too sometimes, and I'll share treats with my kids on occasion. I think it's about how you frame it. The problem is, though, that if you're labelling it toxic, sometimes the one thing that you can't get out of your head is the thing that you're trying not
to
have.
That's exactly right,
and,
isn't it?
And the problem is that for many people anyway, when you're labelling something that way, then it becomes even more attractive, and the urge to resist becomes much higher and harder. And ultimately, when you break that urge, you end up having much more of it than you would have otherwise had. So sometimes it's better just to say, well, let's have a bit of chocolate, rather than fantasizing about it for the next 12 hours, telling yourself you can't have it until you have the whole block.
Now, iron is something that you wanted to talk about today. Does that play a role in having a balanced diet and keeping your weight healthy?
Well, iron deficiency itself is very, very common. About 10 to 15% of fertile women in Australia suffer with iron deficiency at any one time. And it does tend to be one of these things that tends to follow people with a bad diet. But it's not exclusively caused by a bad diet. But I thought it's probably worthwhile talking about, A, because it is so common, B, because it is related to our diet and nutrition generally, and C, because it really is related to our sense of well-being. How much energy we have, how much we can actually do, is often tied to how much iron we have. So it's worthwhile making sure that we're doing the right things.
So how do we get enough iron? And how do we know if we're not getting enough iron?
Well, so understanding a little bit about iron. I mean, iron is obviously a metal, but it's actually really important in the body in terms of oxygen transport and helping our body unlock the energy of our food. And so we find iron not only in hemoglobin, which is the red pigment in our blood, but also in myoglobin, which is a similar pigment that exists in muscles, including the heart. And so if we're lacking iron, if we don't have enough, well, we're not able to produce as much blood and our muscles don't work as efficiently.
So you feel a bit lethargic, is that?
Absolutely. So short of breath, lethargic, you may find that you're not able to do as much exercise as you're used to. You might get headaches, you might find it quite difficult to concentrate. Restless legs is a very uncommonly known symptom of iron deficiency. So
what does that mean?
So restless legs is a syndrome where people at rest find that they can't stop fidgeting their legs. They can't stop moving.
Yeah, I do that all the time. Do you, John? I'm a constant fidgeter. My leg is always just going.
Mm. Yes, I reckon probably both got restless legs.
it's uncommonly spoken about, but it can be quite intrusive and it makes it very difficult to relax in the evenings or even go to sleep at night. And if you are suffering with restless legs, it's oftentimes worthwhile checking your iron levels.
Well, your partner gets really annoyed as well if you're just in bed and constantly, no, well, that's kind of... in bed with your restless legs.
can I throw a question
in?
I'm not sure. In relation to just essentially the broad issue here is fixing your body and getting things fixed. Now, we've talked a bit about politics earlier in the program, and I noticed it was last week or the week before, Kevin Rudd was tweeting that he'd actually had a knee replacement and something had gone wrong and there was a bit of an infection and they had to go back into hospital. Now, that's a whole other issue. But the fact that he'd had a knee replacement, I keep, because of my ageing years, and Aaron, you keep pointing that out.
No.
I know so many people who are having hip replacements, knee replacements. It's become very, very commonplace these days. Now, are we doing too much of it? Because everyone I speak to says it's very painful, but ultimately you feel like a new person.
So, look, knee replacements are becoming more common, and it's difficult to say whether this is a problem of our more sedentary nature these days, the fact that we're getting a little bit older, or the fact that, you know, so many of us have had quite intensive experiences with sports that have left our knees a little bit worse for wear in later years. Look, it is becoming more common, but I think we're also getting more older in general. And so I think that there really is a role for these sorts of things, but this isn't really my area of expertise. I've got to be a little bit cautious about it.
Because I'm interested in that, and then we talk about, for instance, where you get these things like glucosamine and curcumin, all the different... All of those things that you can do to try to improve. You can hear me. I'm trying to get a consultation from you.
You're essentially trying to get a
basically
free doctor.
An older body that's starting to fray at the edges, and I'm looking for some
just
help.
Just pretend no one's listening, look, John. Talk to the doctor.
From the perspective of these sorts of issues, the things that help. So there is some evidence to support things like glucosamine and chondroitin sulfate, which are commonly available over-the-counter supplements. Mm. There isn't anywhere near as much evidence for the value of something like curcumin, which is a product of turmeric and has anti-inflammatory properties. There are lots of people that are suggesting that it may well have a great effect, but there actually isn't any scientific evidence to back that up at the moment anyway. I think that there's a lot of potential for it, but we really don't know at the moment.
It's the in thing at the moment, isn't it?
It is, and this is the problem. There are always these waves of marketing and of lots of claims, and unfortunately in many supplements, there actually doesn't need to be a basis for them to make a claim at all. A lot of the time they can say that this helps with X or with Y without actually having any evidence other than someone's thought it up in a background.
Well, that was like the painkillers, wasn't it, with Panadol and Nurofen and targeting different areas of your body, and they just said it willy-nilly with no evidence to back it up.
That was slightly different. So what was happening there was the likes of, I think it was Nurofen, were coming out with specific lines saying, for period pain or for headaches or for knee joint pain. And there was nothing special about the formulation of each of those different products. It was the same medication, and it does, that same, that medication has effects in each of those conditions.
But not, it's not specifically targeted.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, great. So what are some of the, why is it detrimental not to have enough iron in your diet?
Well, aside from the fact that you might end up with anemia or low blood counts and therefore having problems with lethargy and fatigue and all the rest, as I said, it can affect your ability to concentrate, your ability to exercise. And look, if you've got some heart disease in the background, it can be enough to push you over the edge and have a heart attack. So it's important to make sure that you're on top of these sorts of things. And you generally don't want to walk around feeling like crap, really. But the most common causes of low iron are either an inadequate diet, problems with malabsorption. So if you've got something like celiac disease that's inadequately treated, for example, or Crohn's disease, that can affect your risk of iron deficiency. Certain medications can also affect your risk of iron deficiency. So things like anti-inflammatory medications, so the likes of Nurofen and Voltaren, for example, they can actually cause very microscopic amounts of blood loss from the gastrointestinal tract on a daily basis, and that in turn can lead to iron deficiency over a longer period of time.
An iron supplement, which I did throughout my pregnancy, you take vitamin C. Does that help with the absorption,
Absolutely.
Or is that a myth?
Okay. So vitamin C does improve the absorption of iron. So a trick here, if you're trying to improve your iron through your diet, then making sure that you're favouring heme-based sources of iron. So these are meats, including seafood and chicken, but also organ meats. So liver is probably the best product out there that you can have to improve your iron. But adding a little bit of vitamin C alongside it, so squeezing lemon onto your steak, for example,
okay,
is a really
right.
good way to improve the amount of vitamin C and iron that you're absorbing, as well as having things like a glass of orange juice, for example, alongside your source of iron. Things not to do. So red wine alongside any dietary sources of iron.
Sorry, doctor, that's all we've got time for now as we wrap up the Good Health Show.
So the
really?
Tannins, yeah, the tannins in the red wine actually stop your body from absorbing the iron. And those tannins also exist in black tea. So, you know, having tea and red wine around the around the time of your meal is actually a bit of a problem. Also, having dairy or calcium sources around the time of your meals will also stop your body from absorbing iron.
Wow, there you go. Well, I think it's time for a quick break, isn't it, John?
It is time for a break, and the good news is I've just had a note here, and yes, it's created a lot more space on your shelves for fabric softener. All the red wine's gone out of the house.
You are relentless. Well, you are relentless. I hope you're willing to take me in when Sean kicks me out, John. You've got a spare room, I hope.
131873 is the number. Plenty of red wine as well. 18 minutes to 4 to 3 if you're in Queensland.
Hey, my name's Bianca Dye, and I have revolutionised my skincare routine with Vixen, all-in-one apple stem cell day and night anti-aging skincare. My busy world of TV, radio, hosting and media appearances means I have very little time for me on my skin. So when I was asked to try Vixen, all-in-one apple stem cell, I was like, yes, please. And then it actually worked. It saved me time, money, my skin looks and feels awesome. I am hooked. Because let's face it, pardon the pun, who has time for complicated skin regimes? Certainly not me. Vixen works hard on my skin while I work hard. It's simple. I'm told it has a unique skin smart formula of 8 powerful active ingredients, including award-winning apple stem cells, blah, blah, blah. All you need to know is it works for me, saves me money and hours a day, and it can work for you too, or your money back. Revolutionise your skincare today. Use the code RADIO to receive 40% off Vixen. Go on, go to vixen.com.au. That's V-I-S-I-N.com.au. Be quick, limited stock.
Are you ready to rock into retirement? Join us at Willowdale Retirement Village on February the 22nd for an open day full of good food, good conversations and some good old rock and roll music. Tour the village, check out our great selection of homes, talk to residents and staff and enjoy a tasty afternoon tea, all while listening to some rockin' classics. To RSVP, free call 1-800-640-556. Stockland Retirement Living, your place to retire, your way.
So there I was, in Omsk, with Vlad and Svetlana. And we're at the best caviar house in the motherland. We're into the Iranian beluga, champagne, you name it. Then I get a text from Westpac, and I realized, hang on, I've never been to Omsk or eaten caviar. But someone with my credit card info has.
Westpac Protect covers you against credit card fraud 24/7 because help knows who you are and who you're not. If we detect irregular activity, we'll get in touch to verify.
Direct from the UK.
Right as thunderstorm.
The Doors Alive. The world's number one tribute to the Doors.
People are strange.
Perform all the Doors' greatest hits. Live in concert. July 26th at the Enmore Theatre.
Come on, baby, light my fire.
Book now for The Doors Alive from the Enmore Theatre or Metropolis Touring.
This is the end.
The Blind Factory.
February's a short month, so the Blind Factory are giving you a short time to get a big deal on Shearweave roller blinds.
The Blind Factory.
Prices sheared on Shearweave until February 28. Call 13 Blinds.
Oh no!
Who can you call when it really counts? Omega Home Services. Sydney's preferred same-day service for plumbing, electrical and air conditioning. Call 1300 1 OMEGA or visit omegahomeservices.com.au. License 6646C.
You're listening to The Good Health Show, brought to you by the BMI Clinic. One body, one life. Take control. Call today.
131873 is the number. It is The Good Health Show here, part of the weekend edition. Bob is on the line now with for Dr. Adrian Sartorella. Hello, hello, Bob.
Is that me, is it?
It is you, Bob.
Oh, right. I just want to know the downside to methotrexate.
Well, that's a very broad question, but thanks for the call, Bob. Look, methotrexate is a very old medication. It's been around for decades now, and we use it in a number of different health conditions. And
I've been using it for over 2 years.
There you go. And you're, I presume you're using it for rheumatoid arthritis or...
Yeah. I forget which one, mate. One of them.
So rheumatoid arthritis is an autoimmune condition. So this is where the immune system is inappropriately attacking the joints and the lining of the joints. And right. Rheumatoid arthritis can be a very destructive disease, which means it can absolutely ruin your joints to the point where the joints won't move anymore and they're quite painful. And it tends to affect joints in the hands as well as other parts of the body. But because
I get it mainly in the hands, you know?
Exactly. And so if you get that sort of joint destruction in the hands, it can be permanently disabling. So what methotrexate does is it works to oppose the effects of folate, basically, in the body. And folate is used to help to produce DNA. And in particular, this part of the body that is most sensitive to this sort of suppression by methotrexate is cells in the immune system. And so what you're actually doing with methotrexate is that you're suppressing to a minor degree part of the immune system to work on to prevent the inflammation and the damage that's happening to your joints. Now, all medications have problems. Anything that there is no such thing as a silver bullet, right? I mean, anything that has an effect also has a side effect. Now, with methotrexate, the most common things are typically GI upsets. So you might have a little bit of nausea or perhaps a little bit of loose
stool. No, I don't get any of that. Just sores, little bust-out sores. They get very itchy, and the doctor tells me that methotrexate causes that come out.
So with methotrexate, when you're using it, you should also be taking folate supplements. So it is worthwhile making sure you're taking enough of the folate supplements the day after or through the week. But otherwise, look, over many years, there are small risks associated with methotrexate. In particular, with the liver, for example, it can increase the risk of scarring within the liver or hardening of the liver. And so what you'll find is that your doctor should be monitoring your liver tests as well as your kidney tests and a few other tests every few months.
Thanks for your call, Bob. 131873 is the number. 2gb.com, 4bc.com.au. It is The Good Health Show. I should tell you, if you're serious about losing weight, want results, not fads, you make an appointment at the BMI Clinic, Australia's specialist in non-surgical and surgical weight loss. Established in 2005, the BMI Clinic specialises in minimally invasive and non-surgical weight loss techniques. And as you've known, as you've listened to this segment over the summer, great team of surgeons, gastroenterologists, bariatric physicians, nurses, dietitians, psychologists, exercise physiologists. They'll work together to help guide you to your weight loss goals. So take the first step to a healthy weight right now. BMIclinic.com.au. Learn more about the team and their range of weight loss programs. They've got a whole range and they do know their stuff, as you would know, as you've heard the team speaking to us here. The BMI Clinic, Sydney and Brisbane. For details, see the BMI Clinic, simple website, BMIclinic.com.au. At 11 minutes to 4, it is the health show here on the weekend edition. I'm in Melbourne. I'm checking, have we got time to take Steve, or should we just put that on notice? Steve's on the line. It'll be very short. Hello, Steve.
Mate, I'm on Lexitan and Endep. I've been on that for a long time with PTSD.
All right. It'll have to be quick if we can, Adrian. Your thought on that?
Look, PTSD is a very difficult condition to manage, and oftentimes it needs a lot of different medications to be involved, as well as a lot of health professionals, including psychologists and psychiatrists. And look, all I can say is, I mean, if it's helping, then keep using it. But, you know, if you've got concerns, share them with your doctor and make sure that you're talking to your counsellor.
And also, look, Doctor, very quickly before we let you go, if things are more serious with an iron deficiency, you seek medical help.
Absolutely. So if you're finding that you're recurrently iron deficient, you probably need to be checked up. If you're a woman over the age of 50 and suffering with iron deficiency, or if you're a man at any age, really there can be other health conditions that are contributing. And so you do need to see your doctor. No one should ever be taking iron supplements without being under the supervision of their GP.
Brilliant.
At the very least.
All right, that's terrific. And look, we might just take Steve. If Steve's there, we might just take his question on notice, and it might be one we can deal with in more detail. That's it for the Good Health Show for this afternoon. Dr. Adrian Sartoretto. We might come back in a moment because I've got some advice for you, Doctor, coming up in a moment relating to iron. That's coming up after this break.
Traffic, in or out of the car, keep listening with the 2GB app.
Heavy traffic on Parramatta Road through Auburn and Lidcombe. We've got a tight run over the Ryde Bridge into Top Ryde. It's busy on Pennant Hills Road, still in Thornlea past the Kominara Parkway. Heavy traffic on the Pacific Highway in Chatswood and delays on King Street through Newtown from Sydney Park right the way through to Sydney University. Pressure on Parramatta Road through Burwood heading outbound, and outbound traffic is struggling through the M5 main tunnel from the Cooks River to Bexley North. I'm Tim Govers on 2GB 873.
Tonight on 10, there'll be crazy pranks, epic stunts and mega prizes. Extend your weekend with Sunday Night Takeaway. Premieres live, 7:30 tonight on 10.
Ben. Boy, hasn't this thing blown up.
Boredom.
Can you believe this? We pay for this rubbish. I mean, are we going to give up? Or is there going to be a bit of a fight back?
Ben, great show.
They should be forced out if they're not willing to walk. We elect governments to make decisions. We don't elect them so they can outsource every hard choice that they face.
Ben, love your show.
How can you have faith in a mob that has had this $1 million of our money sitting in their bank account for a year and dust gathering on it?
Great show, mate.
Ben Boredom.
Don't know what we'd do without you.
On 2GB.
Don't miss all the high-speed action as our own champion Hockey Roos and Kookaburras take on the world's best hockey nations right here in Sydney in the revolutionary new FIH Pro League. Enjoy a doubleheader from 3 p.m. Saturday, March 2, as the Kookaburras take on Spain, followed by our Hockey Roos against the USA. Tickets are great value from just $10 for kids and $30 for adults. So bring the whole family because we're bringing hockey home. Visit ticketbooth.com.au now to grab your tickets.
The 101 on aged care with Jill Donaldson.
Did you know it can take 13 weeks or longer to get a bed in an aged care home? And chances are it's not one you want unless you've done your homework and planned ahead. Aged care can be very complicated. That's why we built agedcare101.com.au. There are 9 steps in winning an aged care place, and every one of them requires paperwork. And a lot of it is complicated paperwork. It's all explained for you on agedcare101.com.au. Plus, there are tips and shortcuts. If you're smart, you'll start planning early. 13 weeks can be chewed up really fast when you are working and emotionally stretched. Educate yourself at agedcare101.com.au. It's your 101 for aged care. That's agedcare101.com.au.
Explore Australia or the world with destinations on nights with Steve Price. Hear about holiday hotspots, travel tips and the best deals thanks to Flight Centre. Best in the air and everywhere. Destinations with Steve Price, 9:30 p.m. Thursdays on Sydney's 2GB.
You're listening to the Weekend Edition on 2GB 873, the power station.
Now, let's wrap things up here. It is the Good Health Show with Dr. Adrian Sartoretto. The final word for today, Doctor?
So, look, if you're struggling with lethargy or energy levels, don't assume that it's because of what you're not eating or what you are eating. Go and get it checked out. And if you think you are iron deficient, it's worthwhile managing under the supervision of your doctor.
And
that's really interesting, isn't it? That feeling tired and you know, lethargy, as you say, it could be something other than not eating or not sleeping, whatever
or
the
stress or whatever we chuck it up to. Yeah.
And we were just saying, actually, I asked about the iron tablets and the vitamin C tablets. We're actually going to talk about supplements next week, which is such a big issue in regards to, do they actually work? Because we all spend, well, a lot of us spend a lot of money on them. So I'm looking forward to that with you, Doctor, next week.
Okay, so next week you're going to be here for supplements. I take a lot. Can I give you a list of my supplements and you can humiliate me by telling me how much money I'm wasting?
Absolutely.
I'll
find out which companies I need to buy shares in.
All right. And look, to wind up, we talked about iron. Well, it's not iron, it's steel. Just a bit of advice from me to you, Doctor. You open up your boot, you'll find in a little pouch in the corner a metal thing. If you unravel it, you'll find it puts together and it's actually called a jack. You can raise the car with that jack.
Doctor,
and then
you can
you
walk
can...
out now.
Yeah.
What?
Ha ha.
And you can get the wheel off. I'll show you. You can look up YouTube, we'll tell
I
you
might
to change
it for next week, actually, John, when you're in the studio,
yeah,
we can do it together.
That's a great idea.
We'll do it together. Aaron,
I can do it with a hand tie behind my back and a blindfold on.
Can you?
Really? No, never. No. God, I wouldn't even try. I can hit walls with my car and the side of other cars, but no, I can't change a tyre.
I might have to make a video of me changing it now just to...
Please,
I'm going to, yeah. We'll put that up next week. In fact, one of the most amusing pieces of radio I heard, I think it might have been Ray describing Erin trying to get out of the car park, I think the first week she was working at 2GB on the weekend, and how she was struggling to work out how to get... out of the car park, because you've got to swipe your pass.
Can I just tell you, if you had Ray Hadley, one of the kings of radio, behind you, just watching you, you'd be nervous too. I think I did a 6 or 7 point turn, and even then, and then I had to readjust to try and reach the buzzer, and it was awful. I thought my career was over, to be honest.
And he looked after you, didn't he, by not giving a graphic description of it.
Oh, yeah, I know, right? He's solid.
Yeah, good on him. All right, that's it. Thank you, Doctor. That's next week's supplements. So, look, if you take supplements, a lot of us do, and a lot of us spend a lot of money on it, so next week will be compulsory listening, because you're going to give us a real rundown of what these things do and whether they need to be taken, because we could cut a lot of it out of our diet and our budget. So thank you, Doctor. Dr. Adrian Sartoretto, Generation Game coming up next year. I'm looking forward to that after the news, which is next here on the Weekend Edition.
Hi, it's Dr. Mark Braun from the Sydney Implant.